Chapter 1. Reunion. The ship sped home. The wind changed quarter, and the captain's voice rang out. Aloft, his crew scrambled to answer the demands of a freshening breeze, and a captain anxious to get safely to port. He was a seasoned sailing master, nearly 30 years in the King's Navy, and 17 years commanding his own ship. And the Royal Eagle was the best ship in the King's fleet, but still the captain wished for just a little more wind, just a little more speed, since he would not rest until his passengers were safely ashore. Standing upon the foredeck were the reasons for the captain's concern, 3 tall men. 2, one blonde and one dark, were standing at the rail sharing a joke, for they both laughed. Each stood a full 4 inches over 6 feet, and each carried himself with the sure step of a fighting man or hunter. Liam, king of the Kingdom of the Isles, and Martin, his elder brother and Duke of Crydee, spoke of many things, of hunting and feasting, of travel and politics, of war and discord, and occasionally they spoke of their father, Duke Borwick. The third man, not as tall or as broad of shoulder as the other two, leaned against the rail a short way off, lost in his own thoughts. Aruta, Prince of Crondor and youngest of the 3 brothers, also dwelt upon the past, but his vision was not of the father killed during the war with the Serrani, in what was now being called the Rift War. Instead, he watched the bow wake of the ship as it sliced through emerald green waters, and in that green he saw 2 sparkling green eyes. The captain cast a glance aloft, then ordered the sails trimmed. Again he took note of the 3 men upon the foredeck, and again he gave a silent prayer to Cillian, goddess of sailors, and wished Rhulanon's tall spires were in sight. For those 3 were the 3 most powerful and important men in the kingdom, and the sailing master refused to think of the chaos that would befall the kingdom should any ill chance visit his ship. Aruta vaguely heard the captain's shouts and the replies of his mates and crew. He was fatigued by the events of the last year, so he paid little attention to what was occurring about him. He could keep his thoughts only upon 1 thing. He was returning to Rhulanon and to Anita. Aruta smiled to himself. His life had seemed unremarkable for the first 18 years. Then the Serrani invasion had come, and the world had been forever changed. He had come to be counted one of the finest commanders in the kingdom, had discovered an unsuspected eldest brother in Martin, and had seen 1,000 horrors and miracles. But the most miraculous thing that had happened to Aruta had been Anita. They had been parted after Liam's coronation. For nearly a year, Liam had been displaying the royal banner to both eastern lords and neighbouring kings, and now they were returning home. Liam's voice cut through Aruta's reverie.
"What see you in the waves sparkle, little brother?"
Martin smiled as Aruta looked up, and the former huntmaster of Crydee, once called Martin Longbow, nodded towards his youngest brother.
"I wager a year's taxes he sees a pair of green eyes and a pert smile in the waves."
Liam said,
"No wager, Martin.
Since we departed Rhulanon, I've had 3 messages from Anita on some matter or other of state business. All conspire to keep her in Rhulanon while her mother returned to their estates 1 month after my coronation. Aruta, by rough estimate, has averaged better than 2 messages a week from her the entire time. One might draw a conclusion or 2 from that."
"I'd be more anxious to return if I had someone of her mettle waiting for me," agreed Martin.
Aruta was a private person.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?